Republican control of the Senate could mean tighter controls on the Environmental Protection Agency. Newly elected Senator Joni Ernst in Iowa replaces retiring Democrat Tom Harkin, and she made it clear early in her campaign how she felt about EPA.
When we talk about the rules and regulations that are burdening business owners, whether it's in ag, whether it's in industry here in the state of Iowa, let's shut down the federal EPA and focus on those issues here in the state where the state knows best.
During a debate with her Democrat opponent, Bill Braley, Ernst pointed out that he voted against the EPA overreach bill in the House directed at the proposed Waters of the United States rule.
I do believe in protecting our environment, but without the job-killing regulations that are coming out of the EPA, which is what Congressman Braley supports. I believe the dollars directed at the federal level could be spent here in Iowa, because again, Iowans know at the state level best what our natural resources are and how to best protect those natural resources. However, Congressman Braley stood with the EPA in voting against Ditch the Rule, which would have protected our Iowa farmers from EPA federal government overreach when it comes to waters on their own land.
The Senate has a bill introduced by Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, similar to the one passed in the House, that would prevent EPA from finalizing the proposed rule. And Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, who was elected to his fourth term this week, pointed out during a recent debate that consideration of the bill was blocked by Senate leadership.
On the last day of the Congress, we met with Secretary Gina McCarthy, nine senators, and said to her how much damage this is going to do to farmers and ranchers. We already have a bill, and it's a bipartisan bill, and it asked the Secretary of EPA, Gina McCarthy, the very person that we were visiting with, back off. If we didn't have Harry Reid in the Senate, we could consider that bill by Senator Barrasso, and we would take care of it.
The comment period for the Waters of the U.S. proposal was recently extended through November 14th, and there is widespread speculation that the final rule will be changed dramatically or even withdrawn. Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.